loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, but does a rotten tree bear good fruit? Nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of his store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ is my rock, my refuge, my stronghold, firm as the tree's root that clutches the land. He who has faith builds without worry, not like the man who built upon sand. I set my house on a solid foundation. Christ is my rock, the root of my soul's recreation. Are you building on sand? Have you built your house, your faith, on a firm foundation? Have you built it near the sea? I know a man who loved to live free. He built his tent near the side of the sea. One day a wave came and washed it away, and nothing was left to remember his name. In the first reading, St. Paul tells us of his own account of conversion. "I was once a sinner." He never denied it. Violent, a persecutor. But he received mercy. And when he received mercy, he never looked back. He continued to act on the word. He was always striving. The question the Lord is asking, are you striving for perfection? Are you making effort? Are you trying? That's all God wants. Keep trying. Keep trying to build your faith on a firm foundation. Not like the man. In fact, he was the flimsiest fellow I ever knew. He built his house out of straw. Out of straw. And one day a spark came and set the house on fire, and nothing was left to remember his name. I know a man who built out of straw, the flimsiest fellow I ever knew. One day a spark set it to flame, and nothing was left to remember his name. Christ is my rock, my refuge, my stronghold, firm as the tree's root that clutches the land. He who has faith builds without worry, not like the man who builds up on sand. I set my house on a solid foundation. Christ is my rock, the root of my soul's recreation. Today we celebrate St. John Chrysostom. He became a bishop in 397, and he was so good, very eloquent in preaching, very sound, that they named him the Golden Mouth. He knew the truth. He loved the truth. And he spoke the truth in love. Today, we are waging war against not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. Ephesians chapter 6. Today, we have to always be firm, to live out our faith, to speak with courage for our faith. Otherwise, we'll be swallowed up. Today, St. Paul reminds us, never grow tired of doing good. The Lord is as interested in our past the same way he is interested in our future. Do we have a past that we are not proud of, that we are ashamed of? St. Paul is an example. Do not dwell in the past. We need the past today to forge the future. May his word continue to sharpen our minds with greater understanding and with zeal to live for him and to continue to love God above all things, the rock on which our faith is firmly founded. Christ is my rock, my refuge, my stronghold, firm as the tree's root that clutches the land. He who has faith builds without worry, not like the man who builds upon sand. I set my house on a solid foundation. Christ is my rock, the root of my soul's recreation.